Officials at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are planning how to handle a disaster that nobody in America has faced before. They're trying to figure out how they'd repair New Orleans if a huge hurricane hits the city. Daniel Zwerdling continues our report.
Researcher Jay Combe has reached a troubling conclusion. He's told his supervisors at the Army Corps of Engineers that if the hurricane hits New Orleans, then most of the buildings in the city would probably be destroyed. If the water didn't demolish them, the hurricane's horrific winds would. And Combe says that raises a question. How many people would die? Some researchers say 40,000. Some say 20,000. This Army Corps researcher says those figures are probably too low.
I think of a terrible disaster. I think of 100,000.
Do you dream sometimes about a hurricane?
It's strange you should ask that. I had a dream the other night about flooding, and that's unusual because I don't usually have bad dreams. I can't really remember the dream except that water was coming down a slope. I don't remember much of it, fortunately. I don't want to remember.
Federal officials are so stunned by these sorts of findings that they're rethinking their assumptions about New Orleans. Officials in the U.S. Army say there's got to be a way to prevent some of that devastation. And so they'll study whether they should build more levees and build them higher. They'll study whether the region needs new highways so people can evacuate faster. Critics say we don't need more construction, we need less. Here's Oliver Houck from Tulane University.
Stop the foolishness of permitting yet more residential development. We are granting permits every week for new subdivisions right in the path of where this stuff is going to go. We're still covering those people with flood insurance, Daniel.
And state and federal officials are asking Congress to launch a massive project to restore the region's natural defenses. They want billions of dollars to try to rebuild some of the crumbling wetlands, which buffer New Orleans from hurricanes raging up from the Gulf. Scientists say that's the best way to save the city, make that ancient shield of wetlands strong again. But even if the country started those projects tomorrow, it would take decades to see results. And scientists like Joe Sahada say they can't wait that long to protect New Orleans. So he's pushing a stopgap idea. Some people say it's sort of nutty.
It's a lifeboat, and the lifeboat is there because it anticipates at some point, possibly, the main ship is going to sink.
Some scientists believe that if a huge storm does hit New Orleans, the city would have to be abandoned. Bulldoze the rubble, rebuild someplace else. But Zahida thinks they could save a piece of it. He wants the nation to build a massive wall around the downtown heart of New Orleans. It'd be like the giant walls that protected medieval cities. It'd be almost three stories high and miles around. It would enclose the French Quarter and government buildings and a hospital and housing. So if a monster hurricane comes, at least that part of the city could survive. Sahada calls it the community haven. He shows me a small example.
Okay. Well, what we're on now is a concrete wall that is of the type that I was suggesting as a community haven.
This one's about 20 feet high with grassy slopes. It shields the nearby houses from the lake, sort of like a gated community. In fact, there's a pair of huge solid steel gates, like a bank vault, at the entrance to the neighborhood.
So we would have a wall of this type, maybe a little bit higher, that would enclose the community haven.
Sahada pictures the scenario like a disaster movie. A giant hurricane's approaching. The alarm sounds. Get to the haven if you can.
And so through gates like this, people would come in buses, walking, or automobiles, and get behind the wall.
I mean, is there a siren that says, you know, everybody get inside the gate, 2 minutes left, 1 minute left?
You're exactly right. It would come down to a critical last few minutes. I can imagine people trying to carry their dogs and their prized possessions and fighting winds that at this point would be very, very strong. Some people probably falling down and needing help, and maybe there'll be crews that would actually go out and try to assist these people. But there'd come a time when the decision would have to be made to stop any entrance to the haven.
We've tried to find scientists who'd say that the predictions you've heard in this story will probably never come true, and we haven't been able to find them. The main debate seems to be, should the government spend billions of dollars to try to protect a city from a disaster that might not happen. Remember, scientists say that the odds are something like 1 in 6 that a giant hurricane will hit New Orleans over the next 50 years. Walter Maestri says maybe the city will be lucky. He says, on the other hand, if a killer hurricane does strike New Orleans, then you and the rest of the nation's taxpayers will have to pay the mind-boggling costs of dealing with the carnage and destruction.
One of the things that's frustrating now, and for all of us in my business, is that if that Category 5 hurricane comes to New Orleans, 50,000 people could lose their lives. Now, that is significantly larger than any estimates that we would have of individuals who might lose their lives from a terrorist attack. When you start to do that kind of calculus, and it's horrendous that you have to do that kind of calculus, it appears to those of us in emergency management that the risk is much more real and much more significant when you talk about hurricanes. I don't know that anybody, though, psychologically has come to grips with that the French Quarter of New Orleans could be gone.
As you stroll through New Orleans, it seems like people who live here have come to grips, in a way. There are TV stations and newspapers run big stories about how their world might disappear. Most say they wouldn't live anyplace else.
My name is Patricia. I came here from Texas, set 1 foot into the French Quarter, and I said, oh yes, this is where I want to be.
If you like drive through New Orleans, you have like this really great smell. Like instantly you're hungry. It's like good barbecue, good gumbo, good Cajun food.
It's like living in another country.
Bourbon Street is wild. Wow. It's wild.
If you walk in the night or during a fog, it's 17th century.
It's my jazz band.
Of course, if we ever get a hurricane, that's it.
If there were a hurricane here, a real one, the city would be underwater in a moment.
But I wouldn't evacuate the city.
It seemed like every time you look at a hurricane coming, you think it's gonna hit you, then it don't.
They would never be able to get this place evacuated. I'd stay right here. It was the worst I could do is die.
When God says something happened to you, it's going to happen anyway.
I was here when they thought George was coming through. I thought, well, I'll live and die in New Orleans. It's better than living and dying in Dallas.
Residents of New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Daniel Zwerdling for NPR News and American Radio Works.
American Radio Works is the documentary project of Minnesota Public Radio and NPR News. There's more on how New Orleans is at risk for catastrophe from a major hurricane tonight on the PBS television program Now with Bill Moyers at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Local listings are at pbs.org.